previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is heading for the second biggest maize crop on record following good rains earlier in the year. The Crop Estimates Committee says commercial growers likely harvested 16.4 million tonnes of white and yellow mealies. That's up on October's forecast and compares with last year's relatively dismal 12.9 million tonnes. Farmers are also intending to plant about 2.7% more in the coming year. Opposition is growing to government's proposed new business licensing bill. It's been slammed by both the Western Cape government and the Centre for Development and Enterprise. As it stands, every business, no matter how big or small, would have to have a license valid for 5 years. Municipalities would also have 30 days to grant or reject an application, and inspectors would gain broad powers to demand proof of a license at any time, issue fines, or confiscate goods. The Centre for Development and Enterprise says the bill could be the most anti-business and growth-retarding law passed by the government since the advent of democracy. Western Cape Premier Alan Windey says the bill is vague, confusing, unworkable, and does nothing to support small business growth and job creation. Meanwhile, Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau has announced two upcoming reviews of the country's broad-based BEE legislation. The first, which he called a short-term review, is set to be completed by the end of March next year. The second's a long-term review of the BBBEE Act for substantive amendments. No time frame given on this one. The aim, Tau told MPs, was to relook at what has and what hasn't worked, but he emphasized his government's commitment to the foundations of BEE. A group of South African industrial gas users has created a company to prepare for an expected drop in their current fuel supply from Sasol's Mozambique fields around 2028. Nearly two dozen founding shareholders, including traders and customers, have formed a non-profit called Gas Hub to combine their demand for gas. The company says that by aggregating demand, Gas Hub creates the market scale necessary to attract international LNG suppliers and infrastructure developers and to secure favorable long-term supply agreements. On the market, a down day for the JSE, but quiet elsewhere with the Americans closed for Thanksgiving. The all share was off 1.2%, the top 40 1.4% adrift. London's FTSE ended flat. Tokyo this morning, Hong Kong, Sydney all more or less flat. US dollar unchanged at 1.16 to the euro, the rand 17.16 to the dollar, 19.88 to the euro, 22.72 to sterling. Gold at 4,183, platinum 1635, Bitcoin 91,200, Brent crude oil just over $63.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.